The Texas Secretary of State's office reports that more people voted during the 2018 midterm election's early voting period than they did during the entire 2014 midterm election. Sam Taylor is with the Secretary of State's office.
It's very uncharacteristic of a midterm year where we normally see about 33% of Texas voters turn out. In the presidential years, we see about 60%. So it's looking like it's going to be closer to that presidential year level.
Taylor also pointed to another crucial factor. The early voting period has seen many new voters.
We've got approximately 1.6 million more people registered to vote this year than we did in 2014.
Mark Jones, who teaches political science at Rice University, predicts a large percentage of these new voters will likely vote Democrat during this election.
We're seeing notably higher increase among 18 to 29-year-olds, and that's a group that is voting primarily Democratic by a 2-to-1 or 3-to-1 margin.
Jones says that's a good thing for Democratic congressional candidates, but he counters that the larger portion of the Texas electorate voted Republican during the last two previous elections.
But where the Democrats can, I think, have some optimism is the fact that you're getting about 1 out of 10 voters is a new voter, and those voters are likely to lean a little more Democratic than Republican. All of that said, statewide, I don't think it's going to lead to anything other than a smaller margin of victory for the Republican statewide candidates.
Today is the last chance for voters to cast a ballot ahead of Election Day. Polling locations close at 7 tonight. Election Day is Tuesday, November 6th. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.